Don't read this. A look at challenging and banning books. According to the American Library Association, ALA, attempts to ban books are on the rise in the U.S. 2022 saw the highest number of changes to ever have been recorded by the ALA. While governments and organizations have been banning books for centuries, this recent increase is concerning. A challenged book is one that someone finds unacceptable and wants removed from libraries or schools. While most challenges are unsuccessful, sometimes the book is removed. It is then termed a banned book. Books are generally challenged because their content is thought to be dangerous to children. This could be because of depictions of sex, violence, or drug use. Before 2020, challenges mainly came from parents. These days, though, many books are being challenged for including LGBTQ+ characters or ideas. Others are challenged for exploring racial issues in the U.S. In addition, more challenges are coming from political and religious groups than before. The ALA reports that dozens or even hundreds of books are being challenged at once. It believes that conservative organizations in the U.S. are trying to ban all books that disagree with their views.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of English for You. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And Elsie, do you like reading?
You know, I don't like reading, but I try to read more.
I know, but man, I mean, I do enjoy reading a good book, but lately, more and more books are becoming banned.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, well, everyone, let's jump into our article and talk about why and how some of these books are being banned. Our article starts off by stating, according to the American Library Association, or the ALA, attempts to ban books are on the rise in the U.S. And everyone, we see the phrase, on the rise. And what that means is getting more popular or important, like something's going up or something is growing. So an example we could use is mobile gaming is on the rise as people of all types enjoy playing on their smartphones.
On the rise 这个片语呢，指的是上升中或是增长中。那我们的课文第一句里面还有一个动词很重要哦，它是 ban， 也就是 ban。这个动词啊，指的是禁止，而且特别指的是官方的禁止。所以呢，当我们说 attempts to ban books， 指的是试图禁书的举动。这样的举动越来越多。But what does that mean?
Ban books?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm guessing when you say something is being banned, you can't do it anymore.
Oh.
So maybe you can't read it anymore or you can't do something anymore. But it says 2022 saw the highest number of changes to ever have been recorded.By the ALA.
那这边呢，我们遇到了今天的 Language in Focus. Let's take a look.今天的 Language in Focus 当中呢，我们要讲到很重要的一个句型。第一个是，当我们看到 the, the, 好或是 the, 加上了 only 或是最高级的形容词，之后加上名词或名词片语，再接上 that 以及一个动词的时候啊，这个句型当中使用了关系子句的句构，先行词当中含有 the only 或是最高级形容词，冠带需要使用的是 that 这个字。那如果呢，我们刚刚的句型当中的关系代名词当主词用，也可以将子句内的 that 加上动词改写成不定词 to V 原形。那句型呢，就会变换为 the 加上 only 或是形容词最高级，加上名词或名词片语，再加上 to V 原形。所以就本课的句子来说呢，我们可以把它变成 2022saw the highest number of changes that has ever been recorded by the ALA. 那再给同学们一个例句哦。Daisy was the only one in the class that passed the exam. 这个句子也可以说成 Daisy was the only one in the class to pass the exam. 也就是 Daisy 是班上唯一通过考试的人。但是啊，当句型当中的关系代名词 that 当作受词的时候，则是无法去代换句型的哦。此时关系子句当中的 that 可以省略，也常搭配现在完成式使用。所以呢，我们可以说 This is the most interesting story that I have ever heard. 那这里的 that 是可以省略的。那这句代表的意思是，这是我听过最有趣的故事。
So it looks like with 2022, more and more books being banned,、
mm-hmm.
it's almost a little bit scary. I wonder why.
Yeah.
But our article tells us, while governments and organizations have been banning books for centuries, this recent increase is concerning.
Oh, maybe I will ban you from reading all books so you can pay more attention to me.
Yeah, you wish. But like our article says, it is concerning and worrisome that more books are being banned. And everyone, you might be wondering, what's the first step in banning a book? Well, it tells us a challenged book is one that someone finds unacceptable and wants removed from libraries or schools. So in that sentence, we see unacceptable, which means not allowed or not suitable, something that is not considered okay. So maybe all these people find these books unacceptable. They're not okay, but why? An example sentence we could use for unacceptable would be, It is unacceptable to wear shorts and sandals to work.
Unacceptable, 这个形容词呢是不被允许的或是无法接受的。那我们来分解一下这个单字，分解完或许你就记得住它了。第一个呢，我们要看到的是它的Accept 这个动词的形式 ACCEPT 它代表的是接受那你在字尾加上 ABLE 就是 acceptable 可以接受的那相反不能接受的无法接受的我们就在字首加上 UN 就可以了
Right, so if a challenged book has maybe bad things in it it's unacceptable、
mm-hmm.
you can't read it or your mom and dad maybe don't want you to read it and while most challenges are unsuccessful sometimes the book is removed
所以不是所有被提出审查的书本都会被禁止大部分是没有被禁止的大部分是不成功的
Right, they don't go through all the time so maybe, you know, the, you know, a group of people say, hey, my kid can't read this. We're going to try to challenge this book. And they try, but they fail because it's still okay. So it's unsuccessful. But if that book is very unacceptable to a lot of people, then what happens? Our article tells us it is then termed a banned book. Books are generally challenged because their content is thought to be dangerous,to children.
Okay, 那我们刚刚有看到这个动词是 ban, ban, 那在字尾重复 an 再加 ed, 变成一个形容词那就是被禁止的。好，所以我们这边用这个形容词来形容后面的名词书本这个字。那为什么书本会被禁呢？多半是因为他们的 content, 也就是内容对小孩子不好。What kind of content are we talking about here?
Good question. Well, it says, this could be because of depictions of sex, violence, or drug use.
Depiction, 这个名词是描写或是描绘。所以呢，当书本当中有对性啦、暴力或是毒品使用的描述过多或是过于这个真实露骨的时候，那可能就会被提出要禁止这本书。
Right, so if there are depictions of sex, violence, or drug use, maybe that book will become banned. Now, everyone, before 2020, challenges mainly came from parents.
Oh, so if my mom or dad thinks the book has too much sex or drugs in it, they can complain and could get it banned.
Yeah, but, I mean, did you read a lot of books about sex and drugs?
No.Not really.
Really? Okay. You're just curious?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these days, though, many books are being challenged for including LGBTQ plus characters or ideas. And in that sentence, everybody, we see the word these days. And these days means the present time or the current time now, which means not a long time ago. So example we could say is, kids these days are really good with technology.
These days 就是现在如今可以带出目前的状况。So I can't believe books are still being challenged for that. What else?
Well, let's find out. It says, others are challenged for exploring racial issues in the U.S., And then we see the word exploring, and we can use the word explore, which means to examine or study a subject very carefully to learn more about it. An example we could say is, the movie we saw aimed to explore the impact of technology on society and human relationships.
Wow. Explore 这个字呢，以前我们学到的都是探索，比如说 explore the world, 探索这个世界。不过在这边呢，它指的是探讨或是研究，好，特别针对一个主题。那再来呢，我们还看到 racial 这个形容词。
Racial describes something related to race or the differences between different races of people.So, an example we could say is, it's important to treat everyone with respect, regardless of their racial background.
That's true. Racial 这个形容词是种族的，那这边用来修饰形容旁边的这个名词是 issue, 也就是问题或议题。那不同的种族该怎么说呢？我们可以说 different races. 所以你会发现 R-A-C-E, race 这个字当名词用的时候还有种族的意思哦。
So not all these challenges, though, are coming from parents. In addition, more challenges are coming from political and religious groups than before. So we see everyone in addition, which if you can kind of think in your mind like a plus sign, it makes sense to me, like a plus sign. But in addition means adding something more or adding something extra to what you already have or know.
In addition, 这个片语呢代表除此事物之外还有某事。那你可以把它放在句首逗号之后呢带出更多的资讯。那你也可以在 in addition 后面加上 to 这个介系词再加上名词或是 ving, 代表除了这件事之外还有别的。So for example, in addition to English, he can speak Spanish, French,And German, 代表除了英文之外,它还可以说西班牙文,法文,还有德文。
Right, so not all these challenges are being brought up by parents. They're also being brought up by political and religious groups. And political describes things about the government, like laws, leaders, and decisions that affect a society. And for an example, I would give you kind of a personal example.My family won't chat about political stuff like who we are going to vote for president at our dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
What about yours?
Yeah, we also try to avoid political conversations. 就是跟政治相关的这个话题尽量避免免得吵架对不对那 political 呢这个形容词就是政治的。那当然政治学好政治这件事情名词是什么呢是 politics, 也要把它学起来。那接着呢我们还说到是宗教的团体所以宗教的这个形容词 religious.
Right, so they're being brought up by, now we have parents,political groups, and religious groups. And religious means relating to a belief system, faith, or a specific religion. An example sentence would be, Lillian's religious beliefs played a significant role in shaping her life decisions.
Oh, religious 这个形容词呢是宗教的。那如果你用它来形容一个人，代表他是一个很虔诚的人哦。那再来呢，宗教这个名词是 religion.
Right, and it's not just a few of these challenges being, you know, brought towards the ALA. The ALA reports that dozens or even hundreds of books are being challenged at once. And we see at once, which means together or at the same time.
对，也就是同时的意思。所以呢，课文说到，根据美国图书馆协会，同时有数十本甚至数百本的书在接受审查当中。
Wow, so it's like the ALA is under fire for all these books being brought to them to say, no, you can't have this book. But our article then continues by saying, it believes that conservative organizations in the U.S. are trying to ban all books that disagree with their views. And so we see disagree, which is to not think the same way.Or disagree with something or disagree with somebody means having a different view or not supporting an idea of something or someone. So an example I can say is, I disagree with my sister about selling my mother's house.
Disagree 这个动词呢是不同意，当然相反词同意就是 agree， 把字首的 dis 拿掉就好了。那当你要说同意某事或某人，不同意某事或某人，你就用 agree with something or somebody， 那相反就是 disagree with something or somebody。 那再来呢，我们还看到一个形容词是 conservative， 也就是保守的、守旧的。所以课文最后说到呢，美国图书馆协会认为美国的保守团体试图禁止所有跟他们理念不同的书籍。 Is that a right thing to do?
Yeah,
I wonder.
I'm wondering with you. But that brings us to our For You chat question, which asks this question. Do you think banning books actually makes more people want to read them? Explain your answer.
It will for sure make me want to read the books are being challenged.
Exactly. If somebody says you can't do something, it makes you want to do it more, right?
Exactly.
And even if it's reading books, it's a good educational thing. So you're still reading books, you're not playing video games or, you know, just scrolling on your phone.
Right. So both of us agree with this, right?
Yeah, I agree. All right. Well, everyone, that's all the time we have for today. We'll see you next time to discuss more and further about what goes into banning books and why. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie. Bye for now. Bye-bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Unacceptable. This essay is unacceptable. It's so full of mistakes.That I can't even read it. Explore. Let's explore other possibilities for our vacation this year, because we always go to the same places. Racial. The school's white students caused racial problems when black students were first allowed to attend. Political.Jasper is reading some articles on the political systems of different countries, including their governments and policies for his report. Religious. This church is used for social events, such as fairs and theater shows, as well as for religious ones. Disagree. My parents and I disagree about how often I should clean my room, so we had a fight.Ban. Content. Depiction. Issue. Conservative.